Hey, this is Good Vibes Only Radio, and this is your host, Fiordalisa, welcoming you back to another excited week of our self-discovery journey. I say ours because, yes, I'm doing it for myself, but I also am sharing it with you so that we can maybe do it together. I think that it's very good to keep an open mind and just discover more and more of yourself so that you can be a happier, more positive person in your life and the life of others. So I found this article online that I'd like to share with you guys. It's called 9 Tips to Help You Kick Off Your Self-Discovery Journey. It was reviewed by Alex Kling, which is a psychologist, and it was written by Crystal Raypole on June 11, 2020. And though it was written 2 years ago, I found it very interesting, and this is why I want to share it. Have you ever stopped to consider exactly what you want from life? Maybe you're taking the first steps towards self-discovery, but haven't uncovered a path toward achieving your main goals. Dreams, personal value, talents, even your personality traits may not always seem to matter much in the rush of daily life. But awareness of these characteristics can give you plenty of insight into your inner self. Day-to-day priorities are important, certainly, but a life that's nothing more than a series of going through the same motions usually doesn't provide much enjoyment. If you reach a point in your life where you find yourself asking, "Who am I?" This is an article that will help you towards self-discovery. First, we got to start by examining your life, figuring out what's missing, and taking the steps towards fulfillment. There's no better time for self-exploration than the present. So here are some tips to get you started. Start by visualizing your ideal self. Maybe your life has gone pretty smooth according to guidelines parents, teachers, friends, and others have recommended. If that's the case, you might not have given your true self much thought. You don't need to begin with a complete picture. After all, your journey is all about discovering what the full picture is. But try asking yourself, what do I want from life? The answer to this question can give you a starting place. If you get stuck, it can help to think back to the time when you felt fulfilled and happy and consider what contributed to it. Explore your passion. Passions help give life purpose and make it rich and meaningful. Maybe a passion for helping others guided you to the field of medicine, but your current position in medical billing doesn't quite fulfill your urge to provide compassionate care. Living out your passion might involve identifying the job you really want and researching the steps necessary for career change. Keep in mind that passions don't always have to be complex or related to professional interests. Think about what you spend your free time doing on a day-to-day basis. What excites you and brings joy to your life? Even interests like movie and music can offer insight. Taking some time to consider what you enjoy and look forward to most can help you discover ways to enrich your life. Couldn't have said it better. One good way to begin figuring this out, do something new and totally different. You won't know what you enjoy until you give it a shot, right? Exploring new hobbies, especially ones you've never tried before, can sometimes feel a little overwhelming, especially if you go for the more adventurous option. If you feel nervous, try to think on how proud and accomplished you feel after it. Beyond teaching you more about yourself, taking safe risks may boost your self-esteem. Evaluate your skills. Most people have a particular knack for something and other. Crafting, home improvement, cooking, and any number of other skills. As part of the self-discovery process, you might consider taking some time to consider your unique abilities and how you might use them. Maybe your friends always ask you to plan their parties, and your neighbor regularly asks you for garden tips. If these skills are something you can picture yourself developing, Why not put them into practice? Values might include honesty, compassion, loyalty, creativity, courage, and intelligence. Clarifying these values can help you make certain, you're living them out. If you've never taken the time to explore these principles, you find most value, making this part of your self-discovery process can have a lot of benefit. Ask yourself questions. When you want answers, start with a few questions. Why do I do the things I do? What drives me? What am I missing? What kind of impact do my choices have on the life I want? Then apply these questions to all areas of your life. My apologies for getting interrupted, but we were at Learn Something New. Learning works best when it's treated as a lifelong process. If you always wanted to learn more about something in particular, take the time to study it. Books, manuals, and online tools can teach you quite a bit, especially if you like to develop technical skills or study historical or scientific concepts. Apps can also help, from meditation to foreign languages. So if you have an interest, look it up. Chances are good there's an app or a free website dedicated to it. In the end, whether you choose to take a class, learn from someone in the community, or teach yourself a new skill, expanding your knowledge is always a wise move. Keep a journal. If you kept a journal while you was young, you might remember how it helped you explore your dreams and emotions. Picking up the habit of journaling or blogging, again, can help you get back in touch with yourself and learn more about the person you've become. A journal can also help with self-reflection, but more on a particular purpose. You can use your journal to ask yourself questions and answer them or explore any of the above tips more deeply. Writing is not your strong point. That's okay. Simply jot down whatever comes to mind can benefit. If you're more artistically inclined, a sketch, diary, or other types of art journal can also help you explore your emotions and goals. Simply set pen to paper, envision your ideal future, and see what comes forth. You may also want to try the tombstone exercise. Tombstone, I can't say that word. A technique used in psychotherapy. It involves writing down what's most important to you and what you stand for, and essentially what you want to appear on your tombstone. Talk to a therapist. When the process of self-discovery seems to be overwhelming, you don't know when to start, therapy can provide a safe space to get some compassion and guidance. Compassionate guidance. You don't need to experience mental health symptoms to benefit from professional support. Therapists help people sort out a range of issues, including goals clarification, career changes, and identity issues. Wanting to learn more about yourself may not seem like a matter significant enough to go to therapy, but if you feel like distressed and uncertain, therapy can absolutely help. Sheesh. Off to jumpstart. Since you already know at least a little bit about yourself, but it still takes time and patience, just like getting to know someone else. Remember, you are in charge of your journey. Excuse me. So don't feel afraid to meander off the main path. The more ground you cover through self-exploration, the more you discover. Excuse me. About yourself. Ooh. There's also traditional therapy that's done online, so you can find a therapist from BetterHelp's network or a therapist from your everyday therapist needs online. And I believe that's all the 9 ways to kick off your self-discovery journey. So I like to ask, what are some ways that you use to towards self-discovery? Are there some questions that you ask yourself? and to start your journey, or questions that we could all use, please leave a comment in the comment box after hearing this recording so we can all benefit from it. Thanks again for joining me today. I look forward to hearing your comments and your concerns and your feedback. Again, if you'd like to reach me, my email is fiordalizaw@gmail.com. I welcome anyone. Good, bad feedback is good for me. I just want to know how you feel about what we're doing here. And if you have any tips, any website, any discoveries that you'd like to share with the audience, that would be great, because we can all learn from one another. Thank you. I wish you all love, peace, and happiness. Until next time.